Blog Talk Radio.
Questions in life. And thank you for listening to Truby Toll Radio. This is Melissa Cantrella. I'm sorry about my voice a little bit. Probably sounds a little bit weird because my throat's been more dry because it's been really hot lately, and then the air's dry around here in California. So I try to keep hydrated, but still, when I go to sleep, it's harder because it gets dry a lot easier because I'm not, of course, giving water to my throat. Well, thanks for seeing, anyway, to me, the way I sound. And what I'm going to do next for you is play a song. This one is by Go Fish also. That was the VIBLE by Go Fish before. And this is 10 Commandment Boogie here on Truby Toll Radio.
Just for you. Listen to your mom and dad, 'cause
Just like a
That was Fruit of the Spirit. That's the last little bit there. Thanks for listening to Truby Toll Radio. And what I'm going to do next for you is play something from Answers and Genesis here on Truby Toll Radio.
Hey, Grandpa, I think I'm getting the hang of this.
You sure are. You know, I taught your father how to fish on this lake. He was about your age, too.
I miss him a lot, Grandpa.
Yeah, I do, too.
Why did God take him away from us?
Well, I used to ask that same question until I realized God's not responsible for death. We are, because of Adam's sin in the garden. That's why there's death and suffering in the world, Nick. And it's why your father died. Only God knows why he decided to take your dad when he did, but he asked Jesus to be his Savior when he was about your age, just like you did. So we'll see him again in heaven. That's where I find my comfort, Nick.
Thanks, Grandpa.
I love you, kiddo.
Grandparents have a very important role in teaching their grandchildren about God and biblical truths. Seize every opportunity to share with them what God has taught you through the years. A message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
The time, 20th century. The place, China. The martyr, a young girl.
We would gather so pastor could see in as Christians. We were pleased just to hear the read in the scripture. Cause here in Asia, we can't worship like the states. Cause servants of grace might be murdered for their faith. So we give Christ the praise and secretly. We ain't treated equally. Even on today, our Bible studies held illegally. As pastor opened a read in the first sentence, communist soldiers and kick the door, clean off the engine. I knew this could happen for accepting his precious gift. They threatened to kill us with guns clutched within the fist. I'm shaking and scared. Even though Jesus is my everything, I don't know if I'm prepared to die at the age of 17. The leading official turned to my pastor, look, put a gun to his face and told him, hand over the book. He reluctantly handed over the text that he saw his door. They laughed as he grabbed it, and it was smashed to the floor. I was truly grieved as I looked in his eyes. He said, any of you can leave if you spit on this book alive. A man walked up, cried as he fell to the floor. Father, forgive me. Leave. Now you can go. I trembled with fear as my mind started to think about death. Heart leaking with sweat, I thought my heart would beat through my chest. A woman that walked up next, spit on the Bible and left. The official shot in the air, continued yelling out threats. I was tempted to do it, I just wanted to leave. The moment I thought this, I felt overwhelmingly grieved. I gritted my teeth, tears began to stream down my face. I needed some faith, I just started to think on his grace. In my head, I said, forget it, as I walked up the text. Kneeled to the floor, watched him spit off the Bible with my dress. Delivered Christ to die's game, ain't a popular song. I prayed, Father, forgive him as I was shot in the dome.
The time, 1536. The place, outside of Brussels. The martyr, William Tyndale.
I refuse to look to John Huss, whose goose was cooked. Lord, I want to put your truth in books. Now concerning my faith, no turning away. I know eternity awaits, even if I'm burned at the stake. Like avoiding their attack to me would profit me. Great whore that could be properly the papacy and prophecy. They say the Pope's the holiest. Only if these people could see its phoniness. It's scripturally erroneous. The Pope of men fail to respect. They want to seek death to William Tyndale. So then I inhale a deep breath. Two doors, my hands pushed as I stride inside. I was grabbed by men hiding it. An ambush. I was sabotaged. He was disguised and camouflaged as a friend of me. I didn't know he was the enemy, not through discerning. I see this group is yearning with ill will to kill Bill like Uma Thurman. It's a chaotic frenzy. As they plot against me, hey, if God defends me or ends me, he'll soon determine. Now I plead for these people. They grieve your cathedral. I don't want to repay evil for evil. When I'm weak, I'm made strong. Got my brave face on, but keep for the slaughter being killed all the day long. I'll never be a man pleaser. No matter how tight the grip of the hand squeeze. I can't breathe, I stand with Jesus. Even if plans are grievous as they try to put me to sleep like anesthesia. Now I'm gagging and gasping, I'm sold out for you. No doubt this news won't choke out the truth and leave a lasting legacy. Cats who would never read the word after the death of me. Cats can cleverly get past the heresy and grab for this weaponry. This sword now, Lord, I pass to the heavenly.
The time, approximately 100 AD. The place, Rome, the martyr, Anonymous.
My wrists bleed from the shackles as I get dragged in the gravel. My ribs hurt, was arrested and tackled. Snatched up, I was preaching. Pulled in a packed low beat for the God that I stand for. A young man, I'm a Roman, version of Daniel. Yo, I gotta be an example. Feed by the decree of the Emperor's channel to kill Christians in all of the land. So, yo, now they got me tied up, dug, getting trampled. Forcing my death while they chant, yo. No gospel, Christ is a scandal. The mob screams as I'm violently handled. But I am a sample, a grace that is ample. The shame, though the pain isn't canceled. Strained as I'm maimed by the rage of the grapple. Each swing hurting me more than the last blow. Kicked by the sandals, struck by the rhymes. Cracked from the whips in the hands of the gods. Mocked by the people, they bask in the evil. Storing up wrath in the path of my God. But I, what a relief it is to be in Jesus. Even beaten if Christ is the reason. Pulled to the center of Rome, a crowd beating. Chant for my death and indict me with treason. I get tied to a pole by a soldier. Shaped like a ogre. Rope round my legs and rope round my shoulder. He signals his boy and he yells out, "Yo, y'all, bring the torch over." So now I'm facing the blaze, facing the pain. By grace, putting faith in his name. He says, "Last call for a recant." I say, "We can't." So he ignites me in flame.
The time? Approximately 62 A.D. The place, Jerusalem. The martyr, James, the brother of Jesus.
Sovereign Lord, you're so holy. You know me. I'm nothing but dust, and I trust in you only. I see the faces in the crowd below me. I'm standing on the rooftop of the temple, and they about to throw me off, because I've been causing a major fuss. They call me James the Just. Jesus, the name I trust. In the days of his flesh, he was my brother in the physical. I thought that he was crazy, enough that I would ridicule. But since his resurrection, I see he meticulously rules, and next to his perfections, I'm ridiculously minuscule. Astounding, I'm taking a pounding and bruise for him. I look around and see the mountains surrounding Jerusalem. Suddenly I get calm, reminded of God's promise in verse 2 of the 125th Psalm. I hear the obscene chatter. For me, no tears or screams scatter, or fears of getting my spleen splattered. Christ is supreme, so extreme is the theme of his redeemed team. By no means is my dream shattered. Embracing what is after as I'm facing this disaster. I have to, because no slave is greater than his master. They told me to deny Jesus and not be an apostle. My response, repent and believe in the gospel. They threw me off the roof for that last phrase spoken. I hit the ground alive with both of my legs broken. They acting so wickedly, with no sympathy. My blood flowed vividly, I felt stones hitting me. Yo, inwardly, Jesus gave me peace like Stephenum. I reached up to heaven and began to intercede for them. Father, forgive them, though their sin's great and enormous. One of their own said, "Brothers, wait, he's praying for us." One cat had so much hate in his heart for Jesus, his blunt instrument crushed my skull into pieces.
The time, modern day. The place, the streets of New York. The martyr, a street evangelist.
Yeah, in the beginning, before I throw back to finish, I grew up in the world where no truth was in it. No hope, no dream, no future in it. Only crackheads with some state truth was in it. I grew up with a mother, brother, sister, no pops. Families locked up, we teased the crooked cops. Dope dealers and thugs on street corners and blocks. Dudes that push weight can still be getting knocked. That was my life before I married a Christ. So now I rap hard on the block and day and the night. 2 a.m. in the morning, it's my third weekend. So far 17 souls walked away from their sin. It's a struggle on the block in the heart of the pit, where the fiends look like zombies as they search for a fix. 14 across the street and she licking the lips, asking Poppy for a date while she grinding the hip. I can't believe what I'm seeing, but thank God for the mission, cause he touches hearts and opens up the mind for the vision. And people saying I should make the right decision, cause the devil's steady lurking, but I'm moving with precision. I can't be scared, I'm a soldier for the kingdom. I'm a dub and I gotta rep hard till I meet him. And tell the world that it's crucial they receive him, cause he's coming back. Nobody knows the AM or the PM. And on the block I could see it was beef. The spirit told me they was coming, I refused to retreat. The leader stepped to my face saying he was the man. And ain't no God in earth and heaven gonna ruin his plan. I looked him in his eyes and told him this ain't had to be the end. The Lord loved him and regardless as to what he done and did, Satan filled his heart so he ain't really care what I said. Cocked back the 9 and bust 3 shots to my head.
That was the song called Martyrs, and this is Truth Be Told Radio. That was Shine Lynn who sing that song, or at least made different voices, of course, on there. And thanks for seeing Truth Be Told Radio. Next, what I'm going to do for you is play a song that is called The Greatest Story Ever Told, also by Shia on Truth Be Told Radio.
Each of our lives is a story, and with each new person we meet, we become a part of their story, and they become a part of ours. The God who created the universe has somehow woven together these billions of stories into one story, which is the greatest story ever told. Aight, check it. Let's go back in time, brethren. Divine lessons. Always keep your mind guessing. The glory of the triune gods, what I'm stressing. The origin of humankind was fine. Blessings were plenteous. God is amazingly generous. Crazy benefits in a state of innocence. God told the man what he could taste was limited. Not long after came my nemesis in Genesis. He scanned well. Man fell. Damned to hell. The whole human race, he represented it. Fooled by the serpent. Man through his work, woman through birth, even the earth ruled by the curses. But instead of awake, immediately God said a seed would be the one to crush the head of the snake. Yo, wait, what's this? Whoa, what gracious gift. In Jehovah's faithfulness, he clothed in nakedness. This was so they would know their Savior's kiss and bliss. But first, many growing pains exist. Suffering in the worst form, ugly deeds. Eve's firstborn seed made his brother bleed. Indeed, things got progressively worse. Every section of the earth been affected by the curse. And though God's judgments against sin were gory, praise the Lord, it's not the end of the story.
It's the greatest story ever told. A God that soon exposed those hearts time called. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's known. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest.
Next scene, man's sin was extreme. God gets steam, man gets cream. The Lord is so holy that he drowned him in the water. Fire in the valley of slaughter, Sodom and Gomorrah. But at the same time, he's so gracious and patient that from one man, he created a whole nation. Eventually enslaved by the mentally depraved, they cried out to the only one with the strength that he could save. He brought him out with signs and wonders, satisfied the hunger. Then he appeared on Mount Sinai in thunder, where he laid down the law for God ruled government, commonly referred to as the Mosaic Covenant. Sins imputed, so for man to know he's unrighteous, God instituted animal sacrifices. This was to show our constant need for atonement. And when it came to sin, the Lord would never condone it. And when his people disobeyed and went astray, he raised up prophets and kings to lead them in the way. But they would get foul with their idolatry, wet and wild. Prophecy sent them into exile to take their punishment like a grown man. Then with his own hand, he placed them back in their homeland. And while in their forefathers' land they dwell, they awaited the arrival of Emmanuel.
It's
word.
The greatest story ever told. A God that soon exposed his heart's time called. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's known. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. Ever told. It's the greatest.
After 400 silent years, filled with sighs and tears, in Bethlehem the Messiah appears. God in the flesh, second person of the Trinity, at 30 begins his earthly ministry. Baffling cats with accurate, exact facts, and back-to-back miraculous acts. A stumbling block to the self-righteous, but to humble his flock, said there's no one else like this. He came from heaven to awake the numb, demonstrated his power over nature, son. A foretaste of the kingdom in the age to come. But the reason he came was to pay the sum for the depths of our wickedness, our wretched sinfulness. Bless his magnificence, he's perfect and innocent. Yet he was wrecked in his death, he predicted it. Next he was stretched, paid a debt that was infinite. He said that he finished it, resurrected, so the elect would be the recipients of his benefits. Through faith and penitence we get to be intimate. His grace is heaven sent, it never diminishes. Now the Holy Spirit in dwelling is the evidence for heaven's future residents, who truly represent Jesus, the author, producer, director, and star of the story that'll never ever end. Ever end.
It's the greatest story ever told. A God that soon exposed his heart's time called. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's known. It's the greatest story ever told. The glory of Christ is the goal. It's the greatest story ever told. Ever told. It's the greatest. It's the greatest story ever told. A God that soon exposed his heart's time called. It's the greatest story ever told. The story known that the enemy's known. It's the greatest story ever told.
stars blind, oh,
it's the greatest story ever told. Restoring all that the enemy stole.
It's the greatest story ever told.
The glorious price is the goal. Behold,
it's the greatest story ever told.
Ever told.
It's the greatest.
Yes.
That's the song, Greatest Story Ever Told by Shannon. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And I'm going to change it up of haste. This is known as Guitar Boy 70 on YouTube. That's Guitar Boy 70. And this is a song called Be Thou My Vision here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Coming lightning, feel the thunder rumbling from before that Lord God Almighty. Yo, you
focus, just after seeing as we admire Messiah, just like us in the days of King Uzziah. Yeah, shaking the building from the voices of the choir. The house was filled with smoke, it was dope how they cried. Above them stood the seraphim and angelic how to love. With two wings fly, the others used to cover up. Screaming, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is filled up with the glory that is yours.
Crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Angels, preachers, the people, we are all here, giving our worship to the one thing we all fear. You're looking here around the throne, this master shouting, numbering in myriads of myriads of thousands, from every creature in heaven, on and under the earth, all day and night, they never cease but celebrate his worth. And I know this might surprise you, but the center of our anthem is how he's gathered up a people he has ransomed. How marvelous the God that they had ran from, was spill his blood to pay for everything that they had done. Behold the riches he provides them with. He made the sinless one to be sin, so they could be his righteousness. The old earth is groaning, longing for its sequel, as it awaits the full redemption of the sheepfold. And he has rescued them from evil. He will be their God, and they will be his people.
Crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords.
To see the man of sorrows now, and from the fight return victorious, and every knee to him a bow. Yeah, look up, look and face the sight of glorious. To see the man of sorrows now, and from the fight return victorious. Yeah. And every need of him abound. The detestable and the wicked, the idolaters and the crooks, are thrown in the lake of fire. If the names ain't in this book, but why the time they can be added, it's the only place they face it. The only other name under heaven given is safe, that of the crucified King of glory, who in all his judgments are unsearchable, and the ways cannot be scrutinized. Soon he's coming back. Send your life to spread his fame. Keep yourself in his love as you eagerly await him.
Crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Recognize the name. He's always on top of his game. A lion that simply cannot be tamed.
Nope.
And no, he is not restrained at all. Nobody can stop his reign.
Nobody.
So why do the nations rage and all of the peoples plot in vain?
Why?
They're sitting offenses against his excellence and they're not ashamed.
Nope.
As though he's lacking the power to shackle them now in the hottest flame. And so they cock and aim the target, his cosmic reign. That's like a kid with a super soaker trying to conquer space. Man thinks he's a pugilist, trying to ball up the puny fist at the Lord who was fooling this, with the muse in this. God just laughs like, who is this? Stupid kid, too persistent, foolishness. It's only by God's power you exist. Now you declare war on the Lord, and before you were born, he formed you in the uterus. Look, our God is in the heavens, and he does all that he pleases. He's established his king in Zion, and his name is Jesus.
He does whatever he pleases. Check it out now. My God is up in the heavens.
heavens and the seed of his right hand. They're giving their root and reign as man Jesus the Christ lands. And it's just revealing that he originates the right stand. Impossible for him to fail, no, there's not even a slight chance. Constructor and conductor, leaving a bit amazing, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and waves obey him? From his purpose of election, in the birth of our perfection, he has ordained it and he decrees it works by his direction. He never will suffer defeat, he's precisely the truth and the life and the way. So even when he died, they never took his life, but he gave his life away. Just see when they crucified him, nobody had imagined it. Not only was it part of the plan to save, but the climax of it. He's gonna get glory where created to be his instruments. His reign is inexhaustible, his rule is truly infinite.
God is in heavens, and before that had a song that is by, it's called Diadem, and I think it's called by God's Servant. Thanks for seeing Truth Be Told Radio, and yeah, it's God's Servant called Look Ye Saints, and then it's from the album Diadem. Thanks for listening to Be Told Radio, and next gonna play something from Answers to Genesis. Thanks for listening to Be Told Radio.
There, let's see what we have here. How did you say this happened again?
I was playing basketball.
Basketball, eh? Never really understood the game myself.
Ow!
I see it hurts a little. Well, broken arms usually do smart quite a bit. Bleeding a little there, too. Tell you what I'll do. I'll stick this band-aid on the cut, and it should stop the bleeding, and I'll give you some of these pills to make it hurt not so much. There you go. All set.
Doesn't he need a cast?
Oh, I'm sure he will be fine. Now it's time for my lunch. Oh, boy, I just love the peanut butter and jelly with the pickles.
Are we just treating symptoms rather than giving the cure? Like putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm, pro-life rallies and marriage amendments, though good, are really just treating symptoms. Our culture no longer believes that the Bible is the final authority for life. We need to rebuild the foundations of our faith. To learn how, go to AnswersRadio.com. A message from Answers in Genesis.
Man, how long does it take to get to this special restaurant of yours? We've been driving around for an hour.
Oh, come on. We have not. We're almost there. Now, come on. Besides, you should be excited. You love Italian food.
No. Look, I'm just teasing you. I've really been looking forward to this.
Tyler, look out! I love you. Please don't go. No. Why? Why did this have to happen?
Have you ever wondered why we see so much death and suffering in this world if there really is an all-powerful, loving God? Find the answer at AnswersRadio.com. It may change the way you live. This has been a message from Answers in Genesis.
Once again, that's Go Fish singing the song Saved. And it's me, Melissa Cantrell, on Truth Be Told Radio. Got to play another one for them. This is called Love Like This here. Like I said, on Truth Be Told Radio.
Laid their weapons down for a love. Let's go, S.O. Let's
move, yeah. Home strong. Move to God, yeah. God alone, yeah. Solely, solely. Deo, Deo. Gloria, Gloria. Here we go, yeah.
If you taste it and see, then you know what I mean. He goes. In his nature is love, everything that he does. He goes. Even when it gets tough, yes, the Lord is enough. He goes. Yes, God makes it plain to the man who is trained.
The world is not subtle, why should we be subliminal? When it comes to goodness, our God is at the pinnacle. If God is approving it, then it's good, that's the principle. Humanity is minimal, the Lord is the original. Fountain of benevolence, boundless in measurement. Abounding in blessedness, there's mountains of evidence. Found in the testaments, resounding these sentiments. We drown in his benefits from town to the settlement. His goodness expressed in the natural and physical. From rocks and minerals, to toxic chemicals. Stop being cynical, not trying to be traditional. But God is good.
All the time.
No interval. Our doubters are pessimists. Clown what he represents. His smile towards the penitent. Endowed us with medicine. Now that we've been convinced, we shout without hesitance. Crown his excellency now and forever, friend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
From anything you've done for me, yet and still his goodness has blessed me abundantly. I try to give a summary, beginning with his love for me. Intending Christ to die, yes, the blood of Jesus covers me. Our years he can make him new, our fears he's awakened to. He hears when we're praying and he's there when the payment's due. His spirit enables you to fear him and praise him through. The tears we can say it through, he's near when we're breaking through. Whether we are suffering or living in luxury, his works toward his people are all done lovingly. They're never done stubbornly, and with a hint of drudgery. Every single sunrise provides a new discovery. Yes. It's clear what he came to do. See us like Isaiah knew. He'd appear as a baby who was reared as a faithful Jew. And here's for a shady crew, appeared in the faintest view. So here's what we're made to do, revere him to praise his due. Yeah, okay.
You tasted and seen, then you know what I mean. He goes.
vision. The goodness of God can be seen in his provision. In each of his decisions, he's leaving the inscription. That is needless and grievous just to keep him in derision. It's cool to know his goodness never changes, immutable. It's true when we can't explain this. He's inscrutable and we are not delusional. These facts are indisputable. I know it sounds unusual. I'll show you how it's provable. Adam and Eve had freedom with one restriction. Satan deceived them from Eden with these addictions. To leave us in the greasy condition with sleazy addictions. But Jesus' afflictions freeze those believing he's risen. God's goodness seen at the cross, irrefutable. On his gospel truth, we will stand immovable. And glorify God for his goodness is suitable. Just because it's a duty, no. Just because he's beautiful.
Shannon with the song Taste and See, and you're saying Truth Be Told Radio, and next you're going to do the one called Hypostatic Union.
Yeah. The other day, this guy was like, yo man, what's good with all that theology? Give us something practical. And I was like, word? Okay, check this out.
I know it's deep, but when you keep your finding sense,
yeah.
Jesus both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deep, but when you keep your finding sense,
yeah.
Jesus both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union,
yeah. A topic of discussion is beyond human comprehension.
Yeah.
The infinite God has made a super condescension. The condescension nobody could have anticipated. Precipitated by the evil we participated in. Through Adam and Eve, our first kin. Cursed when they committed the first sin. Only if you have the Holy Spirit's antennas can you truly understand fallen man's dilemma.
Yeah.
See, only a human can substitute for human lives. But only God can take the wrath of God and survive.
Yeah.
See the humanly unsolvable obstacle? With God, all is plausible. Nothing's impossible. True haters are fighting, but the story is certain.
Yeah.
Two natures united in one glorious person.
Jesus,
the God-man, official soul reaper. The hypostatic union, it gets no deeper.
I know it's deeper when you keep your finding sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deeper when you keep your finding sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union.
Yeah. The Son of God, 100% divinity.
Yeah.
Self-existent, second person of the Trinity. Magisterial, imperial at the helm. Infinitely transcending this material realm.
Yeah.
He's so original, getting to know him is pivotal. Behold the invincible, prototypical, holy principle.
Yeah.
Possessor of all divine attributes. The omnis, wisdom, grace, beauty, love, wrath, and truth. He's the one that all creation was made through.
Yeah.
And by him, the earth's foundation was laid too.
Yeah.
As the angels, they saw it on pay-per-view. Created Satan too. Matter of fact, he created you.
True.
And nothing can escape Jesus' sovereign rule. From the farthest galaxy to the smallest molecule. So who deserves to gain fame?
Who?
By the word of its power, the universe is maintained. In other words, put the cosmos back on the shelf. Without Christ, reality would collapse on itself.
Yeah.
Jesus, the marvelous author of all consciousness. Beyond what the sharpest biologist acknowledges. He needs no archaeologist or smart apologist. He sees our hearts, omnipresent cardiologist. Master of logic, macrocosmic novelist. Following any other god is just preposterous.
Yeah, Selah. Let's just let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, I know it's deep, but when you keep your finest sense,
yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deep, but when you keep your finest sense,
yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union,
yeah. The son of man, 100% humanity,
yeah.
The mind stretches to understand how can it be. You gotta see what he does, becoming what he was, and while never ceasing to be what he was. Is your mind flipping?
Yeah,
that got you tripping, me too. But the scripture is true, Philippians 2. By faith we believe this amazing Jesus, who made Uranus and Venus, became a fetus. It's such a secret that few, if anybody, knew it. Months later he's covered in amniotic fluid. The subject of the gospel, praise of apostles, armed with eye sockets, armpits and nostrils. Who is this Jesus? God clothed in human weakness, super sweetness and peace for the true believers. See the one who never tires, knocked out sleeping. See the source of eternal joy weeping. Which one can explain how the sun abundant with fame, who made thunder and rain, now has hunger pain? See the creator of water become thirsty on the cross when he saved from the slaughter the unworthy. My awe should be sky high, and I ought to just cry wide with water in my eyes when the author of life dies. Raised on the third, God, man, soul seeker, the hypostatic union, it gets no deeper.
I know it's deeper when you keep your finest sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deeper when you keep your finest sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%, yeah. Fully divine, fully human, introducing the hypostatic union.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we do it, man. Lyrical theology.
Word up.
Spiritual analogies. The hypostatic union.
Shout out to my man Direct.
Yeah.
Good luck, y'all.
What up, Canada?
Yeah.
At what point are you and I participating in somebody's sin? I would like to do a dramatic recreation playing each and every role of the process of growing flowers and ultimately displaying flowers over there at a gay wedding. Right now, I happen to be a Christian farmer who grows flowers. That's what I do for a living. Now I'm a Christian truck driver who picks up the flowers to drive them to the place, the business, the menu. You know, they clean them up and stuff to prepare them for delivery to the grocery store. And I happen to be a Christian businessman who owns that company, who then hires some truck drivers who are Christians to deliver them to the Christian grocery store, who happens to hire a kid, a lot of Christians here, who happens to hire a kid who scans at the front of the grocery store, and lo and behold, Bob and Jim go through his line with flowers that they are going to use for their gay wedding. Now, here's my question for you. Were any of those Christians in that chain of events sinning? Hold that thought. Here is the story of a woman, this is very real, it actually is happening as we speak, who owns a florist shop, and she refuses to put together the flower arrangements for an actual gay couple, and for her convictions, she's being sued and threatened like a nobody's business. Now, my question for you is she sinning if she prepares the flowers for the gay couple? And you go, well, I think, but what about the guy who grew the flowers? Is he sinning? What about, back it up even further, what about the guy who sells the fertilizer to the Christian flower grower so that the flowers can bloom? What about the guy who sells the plastic to the company that makes the bags that the fertilizer goes into that gets delivered to the Christian florist who ends up growing some flowers? Again, I don't want to show off my green thumb knowledge here. At what point are you participating in a sin? Now, I suspect most people are probably more inclined to think, well, the florist herself, she's closer to participating in the sin than all of the other people. But I would like to suggest to you, don't panic. This does not mean you need to shut down your business. I would like to suggest to you They are all participating in sin. Don't panic. I'm not saying that Christians are no longer in the marketplace. What I am saying is that because of the fall, Genesis 3, at some level, we're all participating in a sinful endeavor. We're not sinning ourselves, but we do business with sinners, do we not? We are constantly, look, okay, these chairs were probably made by a sinner. In fact, not probably, I'm really certain. And maybe the place where we purchased them, they're using that money to pay for abortions. Well, I guess we don't buy the chairs. Now, here's why we can buy the chairs. I think there's two reasons. Number one, we remember the fall and that we're in the world, just not of the world. And we do commerce and we do business, and there's no biblical prohibitions against it. Furthermore, Paul, 1 Corinthians 11, he talks about buying meat in a marketplace that was sacrificed to idols. Certainly a sinful endeavor. But you'll notice he doesn't say, nah, you can't do that because you're participating in sin. Why? Because we live in a fallen world and we are constantly doing commerce with sinners. However, it seems that it gets a little bit more difficult and complicated when you get closer to the actual sin itself, where you feel like you are participating in it. Here is a woman who really does exist. This isn't a drama. This is an actual story of a woman who is a Christian, who is a florist, who had a gay couple ask her to make the flowers, and because of her convictions, she said, no can do.
So this case in particular is coercing someone to engage in expression, and that's against America's tradition, and it's unconstitutional. It's also unnecessary. There are lots of florists. If you look in the Tri-Cities area, there's like three pages in the Yellow Pages of florists that could have served this couple. They've even admitted that after they received enough offers for free wedding arrangements to do 20 different weddings. But yet, what's being set up here is that's not good enough. It's not good enough that there are other florists. We have to coerce everyone to do what we want them to do, even if it violates religious convictions.
I have to have faith that he's going to protect me and give me the courage and the knowledge and the wisdom to stand firm on this. But also help me understand what obedience is and what, I'm going to cry, and what following Christ is. You can't sit on the fence, like he says. You can't be lukewarm. And that's what I was lukewarm. There now, God bless you, sister. We are all praying for you. Stand with you 100%, Pastor Tony. God will hold your hand no matter what. God bless Opal. I will certainly continue to pray for you and thank you for your commitment. Lord bless Dan Greer. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God bless you, Cheryl Sampson. Rest in Jesus, you're a daughter of the King. That one got me. May God's strength be with you, praying for you, David and family. Hope all goes well. Just remember God loves you.
Wow. A real story. You talk about a brave new world conundrum.
Maddie, are you...
I can't believe you got that. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's going to go great.
Where's my phone?
You have one new message.
I just had to call you one last time. Listen, we've been friends for so long, I just couldn't do without saying goodbye. I never really thought that this would feel this way, but I just can't handle it. He left me. Can you believe he left me? I can't find a reason not to do this. But I don't want to deal with the pain.
End of message.
One person every 18 minutes commits suicide. This is the cry of people in need of hope. Searching? AnswersRadio.com can help. A message from Answers in Genesis.
About the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. Oh, not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's about the cross.
You're listening to Truth Be Told Radio. Remember, you can check us out at truthbetoldradio.com, truthbetoldradio.com, also on Twitter as Truth Be Told Radio, but it's the letter B, not B-E, because Twitter doesn't let us put the whole thing. So, thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio, also on Facebook, and I'm going to play one for you. This one is, let's see, I'm going to play from Go Fish. This is a song called Joyful, Joyful Via Dorothy.
All right, Go Fish guys, I have the perfect part for you and all the kids to sing. Now, I'm going to sing it, and you and the kids just sing it back to me. You ready?
All right, here we go.
Dear God, I can't believe I'm a father. Oh, I'm so happy, and yet I'm so scared at the same time. I want her to grow up to be one of your children. Please help me. Help me to be there for her and to train her like my dad did for me. Man, I have such a great example of what a dad should be.
Dear Father, well, time sure goes by fast. It seems like just yesterday when I was holding my little boy, and now here I am praying for him because he's holding his first little one. Give him the strength and wisdom to raise his little girl in your ways. Thank you for allowing me to be a father and grandfather.
The Bible tells us that a father's influence is the key to molding a godly life. Are you being the father that God has called you to be? A message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
Dear Diary, I'm so scared and confused. I thought I'd be happy, but instead all I feel is regret. I thought it would be so different. I think I've made a big mistake, and the worst part is there's nothing I can do to change it. I can't talk to anyone about this either, especially not my parents. They'd totally kill me. I thought it would draw Kevin and I closer and make our relationship stronger. But that didn't happen at all. I just don't understand. I feel so alone. What if I'm pregnant? What am I gonna do? I'm so scared.
When we violate God's word, we reap the consequences. Sex outside of marriage leads to more than just STDs and teen pregnancy. Searching? Find hope. Find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
Million women have watched a video proclaiming, "I feel invisible. I feel rotten on the inside because of the way I look on the outside. Please, will somebody pay attention?" Well, young lady, we most certainly will. We're Christians, and we would like to suggest to you there's a radically different way of looking at yourself and your situation, and this is going to be hard. This is going to be difficult. And it might actually feel more painful, but the solution will help you and heal you and will help you to see yourself rightly, and you will know that you are not invisible. But we have to do some heavy lifting up front. Here is what is going on behind your pain and your sorrow. The world has been lying to you. It's just been lying to you. The world, the cool people have set a standard and said, you need to look like a red, silver, or red, what is this, a figure eight sort of thingy. This is the standard. This is what's really, really cool. And you bought into it. And you feel really, really rotten because the reality is you're a silver orb. That's what you are. You're a silver ball. And the world says, no, you got to be a red figure eight. And that's why you're feeling bad, because you've purchased the lie. You've said, well, those people are right. I don't match it, and I feel bad about it. And I'm sorry for that, because they've simply been lying to you. Now, before we get through this, now we're really going to have to do something painful. Hang in there. There's going to be light at the end of this. There's a bigger problem, my silver bald friend. The reason that you feel badly is because of the way the world is treating you, because you think, hang in there with me, you think you deserve better treatment. You love yourself just like I love myself so much that you don't think you should be treated that way. And so you're maybe mad on the inside. You're perhaps anxiety-driven. You're cutting yourself because you actually think you deserve better, not because you hate yourself, but because you love yourself a lot. And there's a biblical term for that. It's called pride. It's called self-righteousness. And God hates it. God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. And you, by perhaps expressing yourself in dark ways or hurting yourself, are actually revealing your own self-righteousness on the inside. It's being manifested on the outside. Now, we're not going to leave you there. The great good news of the gospel, that is the right way to think, is to understand the way that God thinks about you and sees you. Because I promise you, He's not looking on the outside. He does not see your wardrobe. He does not see your nail color. He does not see your body fat index. God is looking on the inside. And hang in there for a second. This is going to be even more painful. He sees not only your self-righteousness, He sees your pride, He sees the lying that you've done, He's seen the lusting that you have done, He's seen how you've been disobedient to your parents, He has seen how you blasphemed His name, He has seen how you've been ungrateful. He sees you on the inside, and guess what? It's way more ugly than anything that is on the outside. But guess what? Here's the amazing, great, good news. Ready? God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Not because of the way anybody looks. God doesn't look at the externals. He looks at the internal. And even when He sees wickedness and blackness and darkness, He loves us. That means His love for you is based not on you. It's based on something better, more consistent, and something richer and more profound. God's love for you is based on God. No matter how sinful and dirty you are on the outside, God loves you. Not because of you, but because of Him. And now, when the world says, oh, but you don't look this way, you can say, I don't care. I don't care what the servants think. I'm loved by the King. Your outside, we'll deal with that later. But we need to deal with the inside. And God is willing to see your inside and to send His Son, who, by the way, was not a good-looking man. Read Isaiah 53. There was nothing handsome about Him, so that the world wasn't attracted to the looks. It was who He was that is so attractive. And who Jesus is the one who loves you despite your wicked, dirty, sin-stained heart. Knowing that, the first order of business is to repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ, and your inside will be cleansed. You will be forgiven. He will separate your sins as far as the east is from the west. And then you can go to work on dealing with the outside, understanding it rightly, because the externals are not the chief issue. The internals are. Please, if you've been lied to by the world, let me give you some gospel truth. God loves you. He proved it by dying for you, despite who you are. Repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ today. He loves you.
That was a clip from Wretched TV show. It's also Wretched Radio. Go to wretched.tv.com for more about that. Wretched.tv. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. We're going to go out as we came in. And remember, check us out, truthbetoldradio.com, truthbetoldradio.com. And like I said, we're going to go out as we came in with Go Fish singing the B-I-B-L-E. Bye for now.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me.
Guess what? That's in there too.
In the
Any burning question?